Our plan for the day will be, what I've got here is in four pieces, and I will give you them one at a time with some discussion between them. Okay, so they're like four chapters or four sections. And we'll do the first two before lunch, and then we'll take an hour or hour and 15 minutes for a break and then come back. And we'll stop when we're ready to stop. We don't have to go until four. We certainly won't go over four. But if we're through at 3 or 3:15, that's fine too. Let me just give you a little background on what I've got here. A couple of years ago, I was asked by an organization in England called the Guild for Pastoral Psychology to give a lecture at their annual meeting at Oxford. And this organization has been going in England since the late 1930s. And actually, Jung gave a big paper, historically speaking, big. At the time, it was very informal. He just talked. People asked him questions, and that was The Symbolic Life, which is very interesting to read. It's in volume 18 of the collected works. He gave it in English extemporaneously, and it was recorded and then published. And it's really, I think, one of the best introductions to Jung's approach to the whole subject of meaning, spirituality, the living symbol, all that kind of thing that we're so familiar with in Jung's other works. Anyway, the Guild for Pastoral Psychology has been going for a long time, and they do an annual conference. And so I was asked to give something, and I chose this topic called Changing God Images, What Do They Mean? So I wasn't wanting to focus so much on the changing, what it's changing into, as what does it mean when a God image changes? That question. Okay, what's going on, in other words? How can we think about that? And so it's divided into four chapters, as I say, and I'll just jump into it. And so if you want to just kind of carefully listen while I do this, then we'll, when I'm finished with the first part, we can have some discussion and take a little break, and then we'll do the second part, same, and then have lunch and so on. Okay? Is that okay for the day? Okay, let me start with a quote from an interview that a man named Lewis had with Jung in his very late years. He went to Kisnacht and was invited to go out to Jung's house and spent an hour or so with him and got to ask him some questions. And Jung, now kind of elderly and sick and close to his final departure, gave a very interesting interview, which was published just a couple of years ago in the San Francisco Jung Institute Library Journal. And I just pick out one brief sentence from that, where Jung says, "Religion is following the hints from God." And Jung had a way of making pithy comments like that. But what a definition of religion that is. Huh? Religion is following the hints from God. So, let me start. Evidence that God images can and do change over time has been widely available since the advent of historical consciousness, which isn't actually so old. What I mean by historical consciousness is thinking historically, which probably began in the 18th century or so, that people actually, what we call historical consciousness now, began. The advent of historical consciousness and the detailed scholarly reconstruction of the past took hold. And this topic of changing God images has occupied some thinkers, at least in the West, for a couple of centuries now. Now, whether they saw the change as bad and a sign of decay or deterioration from a former purity, and there are those who see the change as decline, for instance, Adolf Harnack, the famous German church historian in the 19th century, commented critically on the Hellenization of Christian theology in the early centuries of the Common Era. In other words, as Christianity from its Aramaic roots entered the Hellenistic world, it got philosophized and theologized, and you can see that as a loss of essential, you know, gripping, immediate meaning as it becomes more and more abstract. And that's the way he looked at it, that Christianity really lost quite a lot in that transition. Or whether you see it as evolutionary and a sign of development and maturation, which is the way some theologians have looked at it. For instance, John Henry Cardinal Newman, famous English Roman Catholic convert in the 19th century, wrote about the evolution of Christian doctrine. So he saw it as an unfolding development. Or whether you see it as a confirmation that God images are indeed illusions and mostly are bent to the service of non-religious motives of one kind or another, and that's why they change, because the underlying manipulations of society are changing, and that's the way Feuerbach, Marx, Nietzsche, and Freud saw religion as an illusion, driven by other needs and desires and factors, social or psychological, and that's what would be behind these changes. The item of change in God images generally, and in the God image of Western religion specifically, and the resulting consequent changes in culture and religious sensibility and outlook have been widely noted and intensively discussed. So this has been on the agenda for quite a long time. In recent decades, this issue has become especially acute due to the greatly increased interest in including feminine images of the divine in biblical theological reflections and even doctrines. So as this is very familiar ground to all of you, all this goddess talk and conversation that began basically in the 60s, 70s, reached a climax in the 80s and has now sort of declined or become extremely controversial. But it did have an impact on some areas of Christian theology, particularly in the Protestant church, where the liberal Protestant denominations at least have made a great attempt to change the language of prayers to make it inclusive rather than he, him all the time. You know, they've changed the language of the prayer book and so on. Also has put pressure on the Roman Catholic Church to consider, which it's doing in some quarters, consider the inclusion of women in the priesthood and or various functions of authority in the church. This whole issue has really put a lot of, let's say, heat under the subject of changing God images. But the theological issue is, can one think reasonably of God as not just a father image? You know, is there a father, mother, or masculine, feminine image that would be possible? And that would be a revision of the God image that's been, you know, in the biblical tradition pretty much since the outset, since Moses at the burning bush and so on, formulated or experienced a certain kind of God image. Now, the question of what such changes might mean, both theoretically, that is, theologically, philosophically, and scientifically, and practically, and that would be psychologically, sociologically, religiously, when God images change, the question of what it might mean is critical and largely unresolved in the minds of most contemporary thinkers. It is a question that, unanswered, can cause grave disorientation and anxiety. If as permanent a cultural object as a God image is subject to change and mutation, what is stable? Is there no fixed and intact foundation that people can rely on anymore? In other words, the foundations are shaking. Is there no rock of ages? Is everything in flux? And if so, where might we be headed? Can we detect patterns, a direction perhaps, where this change is moving? These are some of the questions raised from the realization that God images are subject to change. Uncertainties abound, and modern people were made anxious by this state of affairs, The famous Age of Anxiety was the feeling tone of modernity, as it was called. And now we have what's called postmodern sensibilities. And mostly, while moderns have felt anxiety, postmoderns have celebrated. They love change. And it basically has no meaning, just celebrate it. It's all a charade anyway, and lots of fun, and enjoy it while it's happening. The lights will go out someday, and that's that, folks. That's the sort of the postmodern sensibility. Now, Jung picked up on this theme of the changing God image in his writings, and he developed it in several very interesting, I believe, directions. I will review some of his ideas here, and I will use them to grapple with this issue of what does a changing God image mean.